Good morning and welcome to day 10 of the 12 days of Christmas. I'm Pastor Scott coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. On this, the 10th day of Christmas, January 3rd, our devotion author has encouraged us to pray for our leaders. She acknowledged that when she wrote the devotion, it was well before the presidential election had occurred. And she acknowledged that as you're hearing this, we'd be a little more than 2 weeks removed from the installation of our new president. Today, we know who that is and who that will be. And for some of us, that's good news. For some of us, it may not have been as good a news. But the reality is, regardless of how we voted, each of us has a responsibility to pray for our leaders. To pray for those in elected positions, pray for those who are serving in any sort of position of leadership. And we pray not that our wills be done or their wills be done. We pray that God's will might be done through them in a way that we don't even understand. I got to be honest with you, here we are on January 3rd and January 6th is approaching. It's Epiphany. It's the day after the 12 days of Christmas when Epiphany occurs. And I'm actually sort of frustrated by the fact that now associated with Epiphany were the events that happened January 6th in 2021 when our Capitol building was overtaken by folks who were frustrated with the previous presidential election results. I'm frustrated that a day that we should be focused upon the good news of Jesus coming for all the world, and that a day that should be known for that has become known for something else, for violence, for frustration, for senseless death, for anger, and for an action that I think most of us considered unimaginable. As we near not only January 6th this year, the anniversary of that event, and as we near the presidential inauguration, I pray for a peaceful transition of power, something that I think most of us took for granted previously, that we in this nation might be able to demonstrate for the world again how we can share power, how we can live in a democracy, and understand that sometimes our preferred candidate wins and sometimes they lose, but regardless, we honor the results of the election and allow people's voices to be heard. So my prayer today is for our leaders, those coming out of office, those coming in office, but above all, it is a prayer for peace. Peace within each of our hearts during this time of transition. A peace that comes from God, a peace that surpasses all of our human understanding. And I trust in a way that I don't understand that God can, does, and will help bring that peace about, not only in my heart, in my community, my neighborhood, my state, the country I live in, but throughout the world. For Jesus did come, was born into the world as the Prince of Peace. And so let us lean into that on this 10th day of Christmas. It's been great spending a little bit of this morning with you, maybe not as uplifting as some of the other days, but still a reminder that the Christ child, the Messiah, was born into the messiness of the world. For those who are well don't need a physician. He came to those of us who are sick. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow for day 11 as we quickly, seems like, make our way through these 12 days of Christmas. Take care.